It's teacher talk, it's teacher talk. Education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools. It's analytical, it's so political. It's teacher talk.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. On this show, we discuss education policies, challenges in the classroom, and we invite special guests to look back over their school age years and to give their input on education policies today. During our live programs, callers are provided anonymity, and by that I mean you do not have to identify yourself, others, or your location. Let's get started. This is Teacher Talk.
I was able to go to private schools. Get a very good education. Not saying that you can't get one in a public school, but get a very good education in a private school. Then I always came home to where I grew up in Harlem, so I had really the best of both worlds.
That's Shelley Winter, a conservative radio commentator. During our recorded discussion, he reflected on his views regarding our topic, charter school programs and education costs.
My mom was pretty much of a genius. She taught in public schools. In New York City, and she kind of knew that they were, you know, good and bad, and you know, can be good, can be bad. So she actually sent me to private school. So school for me was pretty fun because I was able to go to private schools, get a very good education. Not saying that you can't get one in a public school, but get a very good education in a private school. Then I always came home to where I grew up in Harlem.
Even though you came through private school. You've talked a lot about gentrification. You've talked about economics. How do you see the big issue for public education?
The thing about education that people, I think, miss is that education is really based on the parents. The quality of a child's education really is based on the quality of the parents, educationally, not the quality of the parents, you know, morally or character-wise or anything, just the quality of the parents, their education. They don't have to be well-educated. They don't have to be, you know, super-educated. It's just that how serious do the parents take the educational the education of their children?
The value,
right? How much do they value the education of their children? And so I think that that's what we miss a lot. So whatever ideas we always come up with, be it charter schools or vouchers or, you know, private versus public or whatever it is that we come up with, homeschool. Well, no one would ever admit this, but I always tell groups when I speak to them, charter schools really are designed. The ultimate design of a charter school is really designed to keep good kids with responsible parents away from bad kids and irresponsible parents.
Listening to Shelley, a conservative view, I noted two key points my guest made clear. One, education has to be valued to be obtained effectively. And two, parents that do value education are finding charter programs, the private-like management of public schools, as an option for their children. What troubled me most was that my experience in the classroom with talented students, brilliant minds, that did not have the parental support needed to obtain the best education.
And like I said, Lisa, please, there are going to be people that hear what I'm going to say, and they're going to say, I don't care, and they're going to say a lot of different things. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it's my opinion. But at a certain point, we've going to have to move kids into situations where they can win and move them away from children who are in almost impossible situations. And so what does that mean? Well, what that means is that at a certain point, we've got to recognize that there are children that are in impossible situations. We can't give up on them. I'm not saying we give up on them. I'm not saying that we toss them to the wolves. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just simply saying that we have to put the onus back on the parents, that whatever happens to your child is a function of you or what you're not doing. And we can no longer waste resources. And I hate to use the term waste, but that's what, you know, that's the only word I can come up with. Waste resources trying to save your child when you're not doing anything to save themselves.
Thank you, Shelley. Always a pleasure. Let me turn to another recorded conversation on this topic a very active member in the extended education community.
Hi, this is Gary Harris. I'm Managing Director for the Center for Sustainable Communities. You know, we're all about making communities greener, cleaner, healthier, safer, and more climate resilient. We do that through an equity and an environmental justice lens. And one of the things that we've been doing for multiple decades now is STEM education. You know, we love it. It's part of what we do, part of our primary outreach strategy. And we have been engaged in a number of STEM education programs, done in everything from Surrey School, the after school special programming, field trips, teacher excursion, teacher professional development, workshops, seminars, conferences. We have a real passion for STEM education.
Tell me about what your insight is on students between performance and reaching benchmarks. What do you see as the path that schools that want to do better may not be hitting the mark? What do you see as a resolution?
First and foremost, I think it has to do with partnerships. Go directly to teacher quality. But yeah, let's start with external partnerships like ours. Who can bring those critically needed resources to the school. Also, unique experiences and exposure to the students and teachers who would never have that. Never have that. Having a good cadet of partners on the external allows for that direct infusion of resources, of opportunities, of specialized exposures and experiences.
Give us an example of some of the resources that you and partnerships that you're talking about.
My role as environmental education coordinator and such, we have Saturday morning programs which bring a wide range of environmental sciences, experiments, field investigations, curriculum, et cetera, which really affect the students as well. But more than that, you know, we can bring in a CEO who's a member of the 100, who's African American, or a chief operating officer, or someone who has their own research laboratory. That's a direct link to that students have that they would never have.
Thank you, Gary, president of the Center for Sustainable Communities, a nonprofit organization. Gary's involvement, like a number of other outreach organizations and projects, advocate making professionals and experts, along with community resources, available to schools. Schools that are in need of this support. After our short break, we're back with more classroom concerns.
Teacher Talk is sponsored by Weather Wonder Incorporated, an early learning science advocate. For more information, log on to lisamoser.com. And if you would like to participate in an upcoming show, click on to the Teacher Talk blog for details. Now back to Teacher Talk.
Yes, I do remember a particular student, an international student I had. He was from Senegal, and this young man struggled with language, with the language barrier when he was in high school. He was faced with having to possibly repeat a grade, and I was able to work with him and do some, get one of our principals to agree to having him enrolled in an online course where he was able to take four of his necessary courses in the summer online. And that child came every day. He worked so hard, did everything that was required of him, and he ended up being able to graduate. Not exactly on time, he ended up graduating maybe a year.
My good friend, thank you. Great share from the classroom. Mentorship and professional partnerships can make higher learning possible in nearly impossible situations. More and more, we hear about the misdeeds of some teachers. Teachers that have mistreated students, teachers that have bullied other students, and teachers that get caught up in violation and fraudulent incidents. Then occasionally, we are recognized for the Teacher of the Year or some other extraordinary act. But let me just say that day after day after day, hundreds, thousands of good, hardworking teachers do good work every day, every hour. I am not against learning options. It is just beyond my understanding. Why is it that so many state dollars and federal dollars are being wasted, and we continue to see teachers that have to come out of their own pocket
teachers that have to supply their classrooms repeatedly. It's not right. I want to also add that funding is also impacted by student behavior. Students with problematic behavior manage to get into other schools temporarily and then get sent back to the public school that has already lost funding for that student. Many students that have problematic behavior return to the public school in the middle of the year or later in the year. There are some excuses too. There are some excuses. If you can't afford the uniforms, go to public school. If you need special transportation, go to public school. If you're unable to correct disruptive behavior, well, we're going to send you back to the public school. Before we redirect education funding, can we make sure that our students are eating?
Oh, we did private school kindergarten through eighth grade, yes, ma'am.
Does that surprise you that teachers come out of pocket?
It doesn't surprise me, but it angers me a little. Teachers shouldn't be having to pay out of their pocket. I mean, and kids shouldn't be hungry. We shouldn't have hungry kids in school.
So when you say kids shouldn't be hungry, especially here in a restaurant where the food is very good, by the way, I'm sure you're aware how some needy kids are being denied lunch because they owe money on their lunch account.
Yes, ma'am. My cousin is a social worker at a middle school here in Douglas County, and I'm a mentor at that school, and I'm in the school a lot of times, and you see kids. I go and help her pack up backpacks to send kids home for the weekend for school, and it's sad to me. It's not the kid's fault if a parent gets behind or if a parent's struggling. A kid shouldn't be hungry. No kid should have to be hungry, especially at school.
Our goal is always to bring about therapeutic discussions and instruction assistance. As a teacher, the challenges are many. Join us again, and until next time, this is Teacher Talk.
Here's Teacher Talk, education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools. It's analytical. It's so political. It's teacher talk. It's teacher talk.